It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining me on the line now is Pastor Clanti Mabenga, who's talking to us. Is our Ask a Pastor, for this afternoon. Good afternoon, Pastor. Thank you very much for joining us again.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Pondona. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Mfundi. It's our question for today. How can you put others first daily at the expense of ourselves?
It is quite a tricky one, because it goes against everything that we are as humanity, because the inclination is upon making sure that you're first okay before you look after others.
That's right.
But I think when we look at the example of Christianity, and this is what we sign up for, we are saying that we're not sacrificing ourselves for others, but we're sacrificing ourselves to what God has done for our lives. That is why we have songs that say, not I, but Christ. When we go for baptism, we're saying we are reawakening to a new being, and that is a being that is in God, and not a being that is towards ourselves.
Okay.
So it's on with the first one, and up with the second one, that is not living for ourselves, but is living in worship and praise of God. So everything that we do in our lives, with our lives, has to be for the glory of God. So if it means that we are going to be put at a place where we at a loss, whether it's human resource, whether it's dignity, whether it's issues of that, we are more than willing to do that, because we are not just doing it for the person that is next to us, but we are doing it so that there can be glory to God, who has given us the ultimate sacrifice in his own life. And I think the example of Jesus was saying that if it's possible, let this will, like, let this issue pass from me, so that I don't have to go through it. And this was Jesus before the cross. And I'm trying to show an example that it wasn't a fun thing for him to also lay down his life, but he did it because it was going to be for the glorification of his name.
So the daily part was the part that hooked me, Mfundisi, because we always hold the view that you also need somebody who's going to pour into you. If now you're going to be sacrificing yourself and pouring into somebody else, you're going to run on empty. How do we handle that? Because at some point, if you're doing it on a daily basis, you're going to burn out.
Well, I don't see you burning out if the one that is filling you,
all right,
is God himself.
Yeah. And
it is impossible for you to run out.
Okay.
And I think maybe you're referring to the context of materials and all of that.
Okay.
I think even there, as long as you are doing it for the glory of God, I think one author says that for my marriage to work, each time I go to the fridge to pour myself a drink,
yeah,
I have to make sure that I pour for my wife as well. That,
okay,
is my way of showing my sacrifice.
Yeah.
So everything that we're doing, we have to first consider, what would God do?
Yeah.
What would Jesus do in this situation? And we act accordingly as a form of worship to him that has done immeasurably more than we can ever ask for.
If God is the one pouring, you're never going to run on empty. I like that. Thank you very much, Mfundi. See you tomorrow. Appreciate your answers.
I love all week. It means we're going right now. You're no longer wanting me now. You're saying that.
I love that. Today, Mfundi, you knocked it out of the park. Simple answer that got me right there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Don't just exist, live. Live on AWR SID Media.